Hi, I'm Arielle Emrani. I wanted to ask Kate if I have consent to record her right now and to ask her these questions.
I consent. It's September 17th at 12:10 p.m.
Perfect. So I wanted to ask you what aspects of your life changed because of the pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic, and in what ways did those changes affect you and your everyday routine and life?
Well, so my junior year, I was actually studying abroad in France for 6 months, and I found out about the pandemic first while I was there. There was actually another program with the same like school in China, and so we were like really aware of it pretty early because they got sent home in like January. So I ended up having to leave my host family and school. And like fly home. It was like a 12-hour period. We had like a, I remember like finding out it was like a school field trip we had. We were like waiting at the bus stop and they're like, so we're gonna head back to the school. We have an announcement. They're like, this is the end of your time. And then we had like 12 hours to get a flight and get home. And then we ended up continuing online with that school. The tough part with that was that my school was like really trying to like, keep the rigor going. And so like a lot of the schools in my area, they were like, okay, everyone's going pass fail, or like you get an A, just like show up, kind of like no homework type of stuff. But my school was like, no, we really want to make sure we still have rigor. And so it was like all asynchronous because of the different time zones that everyone was in. And they were like, so I had all of my assignments were due at like 1 p.m. And it was like a bunch of like, okay, read like this 3-page article in French and then like respond in like a 2-page article like in French by 1 p.m. It's like, oh, it's really difficult. And then I was a senior transfer as well because it didn't really make sense to go back to, I was at a private school before and it didn't really make sense to like go back to that. Because just too expensive for online school. And then like once things, if it was like a hybrid model, that was like too far for me to like commute. So it was like I had to meet people. I didn't really end up meeting a lot of people online, and like adjust to that. So that was definitely really different and definitely took a toll on my mental health as well. Cause like I'd pretty much spend like Monday through Friday just like in my house, like mostly in my room too. And then like on the weekends, I like would not come home. I would like go out and see my friends from my old school and stuff like that. But it was definitely a tough situation because also like I kind of like stopped talking to a lot of people once I went to France because it's just like I had a lot of like acquaintances and like you didn't really keep great in touch like that. So then when I got back, I already like my friend group was definitely narrowed down. And then like with COVID, it got a lot harder to like see people. So I found like I was seeing a lot less people and like just much less time outside of the house. So that was definitely difficult. But I'd say a lot of changes around the pandemic. Definitely a lot changed in my life. I think.
And how did that affect the way you go about your life?
Well, it just kind of changed my routine. So like I would wake up at different times and like I would spend a lot more time just like in my bed because I realized, oh, I can just prop a computer up and not really have to do it. I also noticed I was watching a lot more TV because like with Zoom school, it's like easier. I could just like make myself lunch and like watch a show on my phone. I wasn't really socializing with people during like lunch hours in the same way that I used to like sophomore, freshman year. And so I'd say those were like the main changes, just like a lot more screen time. Just like even like outside of Zoom, just like I was spending more time just like on my phone and then like during class on my phone, such like that. I'd say like study habits changed because of like online tests, you know, things were open note. I took like notes differently because it was like I would just like screenshot instead of like writing things down. Yeah, and then also just like staying home for the whole week instead of like going and doing things after school. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let me pull up a question. Oh, I'll introduce. So my name is Kate Roche. I'm gonna be asking Ariel some or do you consent to being asked about your experience with in participating in this study?
Yes, and it's currently Friday, September 17th at 12:14 p.m.
Okay, perfect. How do you remember the pandemic being announced? Was it gradual, abrupt? And how did you feel and where were you?
So I remember being in my Hebrew class in my high school, and people were talking about bat soup at the very beginning, and it started out as something that was like funny and confusing, and just it wasn't really affecting us. It was just something like in the news, something that came and passed, but it didn't pass because I remember a few weeks later, I went to a Jewish school and we had Purim off. So that was on a Thursday and we didn't go to school that day. And then we got an email that night that was like, we're going to be canceling school for the next few weeks. And at that point, it was kind of a positive because I was like, okay, I got a few weeks off. It's like a little bit of a break. But then it continued to be not just a break, and it went on and on, and we began to do Zoom and stayed at home. And I remember we had a school trip planned to Alabama, which we did not get to go on. And I was looking forward to my end of the year dance show, which also did not happen. And yeah, so it started out as something that I felt nothing really strong about. And then it turned into something that was pretty upsetting and confusing and just very new, but not in a good way, obviously. So I just ended up at home doing Zoom like every other teenager in the world, basically.
Yeah. And how did it affect your immediate plans and then like the following week?
So I remember my birthday came up soon after, and I kind of like completely neglected it. I was like, I can't go outside, I can't do anything. And then I remember seeing my friend's cars pull up, and it was really nice, and they surprised me, and we just kind of stood in my front yard all very far apart with masks on. And I remember pretty immediately after, so my parents are both in healthcare and they were both taking the pandemic very seriously, like from the get-go. So my parents were like, you can't go out, you can't see people, you always have to have your mask on. Like when the vaccine came out, they were very pro-vax and they were like, we're doing this. And when we would go out, like even for a walk, we'd come home, we'd leave our shoes outside, we'd walk in, take our clothes off, take a shower. Anytime we got a shipment of, so my parents stopped going out unless it was for work. So that meant no grocery store or anything like that. So they would order groceries to the house. And they had this method where my dad would stand at one sink and my mom would stand at the other sink. And they would bring the they would leave the groceries out for a few hours in the sun. They'd bring them in and my dad would wash them at one sink and then my mom would wash them at the other sink. And I thought they were crazy because they were literally washing the banana peels and I was so confused by it. But yeah, that's kind of what came to mind when you asked that question.
Yeah, that's funny. And then how did the pandemic affect your mental and physical health of you and your loved ones?
There was definitely a toll taken on my mental health, as I assume there was on everyone else's. It became more of a problem and something I had to deal with more. And I don't want to share much on that, but I'll share about my family members. So the biggest thing was my grandfather, who has dementia, couldn't really speak to other people anymore and like couldn't go out. So he stopped walking. So like his limbs kind of stopped working and he also stopped communicating with people. So his memory started to fade more. He started to sleep more. He's having like more trouble speaking. And I just like, I feel so bad for my grandparents because they're high risk and they're just stuck in the house. So as things started to get a little better, we used to visit them outside with masks a lot more, which actually strengthened our relationship. So.